505, power incompatible with command error. Refer manual pages 4.09 to 4.11.
It's not working,
Lex said. I know. He pushed another button. The screen flashed again. Power grid D4, Safari Lodge. Command cannot be executed. Error-505. Power incompatible with command error. Refer manual pages 4.09 to 4.11. Tim tried to stay calm, to think it through. For some reason, he was getting a consistent error message whenever he tried to turn on a grid. It was saying the power was incompatible with the command he was giving. But what did that mean? Why was power incompatible?
Timmy,
Lex said, tugging at his arm. Not now, Lex.
Yes, now,
she said, and she pulled him away from the screen and the console, and then he heard the snarling of raptors. It was coming from the hallway. In the skylight above Malcolm's bed, the raptors had almost bitten through the second metal bar. They could now poke their heads entirely through the shattered glass and lunge and snarl at the people below. Then after a moment they would pull back and resume chewing on the metal. Malcolm said,
It won't be long now. 3, 4 minutes.
He pressed the button on the radio.
Tim, are you there? Tim?
There was no answer. Tim slipped out the door and saw the velociraptor down at the far end of the corridor, standing by the balcony. He stared in astonishment. How had it gotten out of the freezer? Then as he watched, a second raptor suddenly appeared on the balcony, and he understood. The raptor hadn't come from the freezer at all. It had come from outside. It had jumped from the ground below. The second raptor landed silently, perfectly balanced on the railing. Tim couldn't believe it. The big animal had jumped 10 feet straight up. More than 10 feet. Their legs must be incredibly powerful. Lex whispered,
I thought you said they couldn't...
Shh! Tim was trying to think, but he watched with a kind of fascinated dread as the third raptor leapt to the balcony. The animals milled aimlessly in the corridor for a moment, and then they began to move forward in single file, coming toward him and Lex. Quietly, Tim pushed against the door at his back to re-enter the control room, but the door was stuck. He pushed harder.
We're locked out,
Lex whispered.
Look!
She pointed to the slot for the security card alongside the door. A bright red dot glowed. Somehow the security doors had been activated.
You idiot, you locked us out!
Tim looked down the corridor. He saw several more doors, but each had a red light glowing alongside. That meant all the doors were locked. There was nowhere they could go. Then he saw a slumped shape on the floor at the far end of the corridor. It was a dead guard. A white security card was clipped to his belt. Come on, he whispered. They ran for the guard. Tim got the card and turned back, but of course the raptors had seen them. They snarled and blocked the way back to the control room. They began to spread out, fanning out in the hallway to surround Tim and Lex. Their heads began to duck rhythmically. They were going to attack. Tim did the only thing he could do. Using the card, he opened the nearest door off the hallway and pushed Lex through. As the door began to close slowly behind them, the raptors hissed and charged. Lodge. Ian Malcolm drew each breath as if it might be his last. He watched the raptors with dull eyes. Harding took his blood pressure, frowned, took it again. Ellie Sattler was wrapped in a blanket, shivering and cold. Muldoon sat on the floor, propped against the wall. Hammond was staring upward, not speaking. They all listened to the radio.